Take a deep breath and choose a crystal. If you chose this crystal, this is your reading. If you chose either of the other two readings off my page, have a look at the emoji of that color in the thumbnail. Hello, welcome. My name is Abby. I do readings here on TikTok and personal readings on my website, moonroomthings.com. Today, we're looking at what is happening in your next 7 days. So we're looking for surprises, fun things, inspiration. Let's go for my yellow people. What is happening in the next 7 days? Oh. Can I have a few more cards, please? Thank you. Okay. Oh, goodness. Okay. We have the Six of Cups. We have the Nine of Cups. We have the Emperor. I don't know if it's Mercury retrograde. I think it is until like August 17th or something. So we may have people returning from the past with the Six of Cups. Six of Cups can also be a gift from the universe to overcome some kind of emotional difficulty that you've been suffering with. The Nine of Cups would say that this is really empowering for you, and it like gives you the confidence to go forward towards what you really want, what you really, really want. And then the Emperor could be like a divine, I don't think I have to cover this for TikTok, I don't know. The Emperor can be like a divine masculine coming in, if that's your vibe. And then with the Emperor is also like you having the confidence to go after what you want. This is like, I deserve what I want and I am empowered. And this is, I'm going to go after what I want because I know I can get it if I do that. Okay. Then we have the Death card. The Death card can be a resurrection card as well. So again, so something from the past returning. It could even be that you're resurrecting a goal. If it's not love or a love situation, that you're resurrecting a goal that you've had for a while or that you had in the past. Then we have the Sun card. This is very successful. I think it would make you really, really happy, this resurrection of whatever the past situation is. I'll get clarified in a second. Yeah, very, very happy. I feel like this is like a lucky break for you this week. Not necessarily that you've been like struggling, but it's just like things seem to flow really easily or be really easy for you this week. So I love that. We have the Ace of Swords. The Ace of Swords is clarity and like clearing out the clutter. So I think your life is becoming more streamlined this week and definitely much more I think your head is focused a lot more. We have the High Priestess. The High Priestess with the Ace of Swords could be like finding out some significant information or finding out some significant information or like a secret, finding out a secret as well. We have the Star card and the Ten of Pentacles. The Star card is a card of attention. With the Nine of Cups and the Star card and the Sun card, the Star and the Sun is it can be like fame or like popularity. So I feel like you will be very popular or very social this week. If you are posting on social media, you might do really well. The Ten of Pentacles is like a happy home life and sort of things coming together. I think in terms of your living space and your like home situation, like when you get home from work and your routines and stuff, very solid this week. I feel like your home is like your peace this week, so that's really nice. The Star card is a card of rejuvenation as well, so I think you feel like you're being woken up again, or like you're returning to yourself, but in even better. It's like you're returning to an upgraded version of yourself. So if you've been feeling like off kilter a little bit, yellow people, then definitely this week you're sort of pulling it back together. But I don't think you're working hard for it. I think it's just like a shift is happening. That could be the Six of Cups gift for you. Like this shift is just like a little gift. It could be like an old friend reaching out to you and like their energy is the thing that like switches you to feeling like yourself again. Okay, let's get an affirmation or an oracle card for my yellow people so that they can live their best life in the next 7 days. Okay, we have pathways. Your story is yours to write. I take each step with grace and faith in the ever unfolding story of my beautiful life. Yes, that with the Emperor is like you're the one taking the steps towards your future. And I think you've just sort of been waiting for a bit of like confidence or the emotional stability or the just like feeling like yourself again to be able to go for it. With the Ace of Swords, I definitely think your path ahead is a lot clearer to you than it was before. We have crossed the universe. Everything. I'm committed to giving my all for the things that matter most to me. And that is, as I said, with the Emperor, it's like you're going after it. You're like, I've got that goal and I know I can achieve it because I'm going to do it. So I love that for you. Anything else? I feel like there's one more for you. Thank you. We have teach and lead. You are the leader and you are the follower. I trust in my ability to guide myself and others to our highest good. Yeah, you're definitely feeling a lot more empowered. And also with a friend from the past or someone from the past returning to your life, I think that they will be leading you, or their presence just helps lead you back to you, if that makes sense. So I really like that. Thank you much. Thank you so much for watching, Yellow People, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye!